Roymans Product Management Podcast. Product Goals in Scrum. The 2020 edition of the Scrum Guide introduced a new type of goal, the product goal. In this episode, I share my recommendations for setting effective product goals based on my experience of using them for several years. Let's first take a look at what product goals are. So there are a number of, I find, helpful statements in the latest Scrum Guide, and this specific version was released in November 2020. And so it states that the product goal describes a future state of the product. It is the long-term objective for the Scrum team. It also suggests that the product goal is in the product backlog. The rest of the product backlog emerges to define what will fulfill the product goal. Finally, it says that the product owner is accountable for developing and explicitly communicating the product goal, and the entire Scrum team should be focused on one product goal at a time. If this definition leaves you scratching your head, then don't worry. Scrum is a simple framework designed to facilitate the development of complex products. It does not intend to prescribe or explain in detail how the concepts and techniques elements it contains should be applied. And so as a consequence, different people have suggested different ways to apply the product goal. Some view it as the product vision, others equate it to the product's value proposition. Now, my take on this is different. I find that a product goal is best used to describe a specific and measurable benefit or outcome a product should create in the course of, say, the next 2 to 6 months, with a preference for the shorter time frame. So a sample goal might be acquire users or increase conversion, generate revenue, reduce technical debt to future-proof the product, just to mention a few. And such a goal aligns the stakeholders and development teams, and it directs their work. And so for me, that's a big benefit. What's more, I like to ensure that product goals are connected to the product strategy and the user and business goals that such a strategy typically contains. And the reason for this is that it helps me choose the right product goals, and it ensures that meeting a product goal is a step towards creating the desired value for the users and the business. And so you can think of product goals as forming a part of a goal hierarchy. So I typically like to start with the vision as the big, inspirational, hairy, audacious goal that describes the ultimate purpose, the positive change the product should bring about. And then based on the vision, I like to derive or determine the right user and business goals. So that's essentially the product's value proposition and the desired business benefits. I like to capture them in a product strategy and make sure that these goals are valid. So I may have to do some validation or some research to make sure that I've chosen the right user and business goals and that they are actually attainable. And as I've already briefly explained, these goals then form the basis for discovering the right product goal or the right product goals. And as we've heard, the Scrum Guide says a product goal should describe the future state of a product. And I would add to this, a product goal should also capture the desired benefit or outcome a product should create. And then a product goal gives me the context, the foundation to determine helpful sprint goals. And a sprint goal describes the benefit of a sprint. And so by meeting a sprint goal, I take a step towards meeting the overarching product goal. And by meeting a product goal, I take a step towards meeting the user and business goals. And by meeting the user and business goals, I get closer to realizing my overarching vision. So these goals are connected and they form a part of a set of cascading goals, a hierarchy of goals. And if you'd like to learn more about these goals, then please check out my book, How to Lead in Product Management, where I explain them in much more detail than I can here in a comparatively brief podcast. Now, those listeners who are familiar with the history of Scrum, I think we might sometimes be referred to as Scrumtorians, or did I just make up that term?
So you'll probably know that the Scrum framework has contained sprint goals for quite a while, according to the little research that I did, at least since 2002. And a product vision's been sort of part of Scrum since about 2004. When I started to work with Scrum back in 2004, in fact, I could not get my head around the question of how a big, inspiring vision could be systematically connected to specific tactical sprint goals. And in fact, it took me many years, to come up with the set of goals that I just described, sort of vision, user business goals, product goal, and sprint goal. So, you know, in hindsight, this set of goals looks rather simple, rather trivial, but it wasn't easy for me to establish it. So let's look at some sample goals to better understand how the goals that I've mentioned can be applied. And so my vision might be to help people eat healthily. So those of you who've listened to some of my podcasts before will maybe recognize this vision. I quite like to use a healthy eating product as an example in my podcast episodes. So help people eat healthily, that'd be the vision, and that'd be for me in a way the starting point to then discover the right user and business goals. And that might be reduce the risk of developing type 2 diabetes. That's the user goal. And the business goal might be create a new revenue source. So I've got the user and business goal. Now I can take the next step and come up with a meaningful product goal. And so that might be help the users understand their eating habits and acquire an initial user base. So I've got the product goal, and now I can ask myself what might be a first step towards achieving that goal and come up with a helpful sprint goal. And that might be validate that users are willing to share personal information when activating the app. So this way, I've systematically derived a product goal from the user and business goals, and I've used the product goal in order to discover the a helpful or the right sprint goal. Now, you may have noticed that the product goal that I've suggested, help the users understand their eating habits and acquire initial user base, is a compound goal. So it has two parts, a user part and a business part. Now for me, that's okay, and I quite like to work with compound product goals. So, you know, have those two facets, a user and a business facet, combined in the goal description, or the way the goal is formulated. And these two parts of such a compound goal, they're very closely connected. So in order to acquire a user base, the product must offer tangible value to the users. And a first step to help people eat more healthily is to help them become aware of their current eating habits. But of course, you don't have to work with compound product goals if you prefer to focus your objective on either the user or business benefits. So it's great to identify an individual product goal, a single product goal, and in fact, that's what's required if you want to work with product goals. But I feel you can take this further. There's even more benefits to be derived from using several product goals. Looking ahead to the next 6 to 12 months and asking yourself, what goals could your product meet, should your product meet, and thereby describing the likely development of your product, the journey you want to take your product on. So my way, my preferred way to do this is to capture product goals in a product roadmap. And I use a specific product roadmap format that I like to employ, a goal-oriented product roadmap. Some people talk about benefit-based roadmaps or outcome-based roadmaps or themed roadmaps. To me personally, these ideas, these terms are largely interchangeable. The whole point is not to first and foremost focus on the features, the what needs to be done, but ask why should we progress our product? Why should we continue to work on our product? What are the benefits that we want to create? And by identifying several product goals and putting them on a product roadmap, I create a continuity of purpose, and I give some visibility to the development team members and the stakeholders of where I want to take the product. And that helps the individuals typically with their work to make the right decisions, say, come up with the right marketing and sales strategy, or make the right technology and architecture decisions, rather than if we just focus on a single individual product goal that, you know, may only last for 2 to 3 months. So the Scrum Guide, of course, it doesn't talk about multiple product goals. It doesn't talk about a product roadmap or a product strategy. But don't forget, it is a simple framework, as I've mentioned before. And the focus is to help teams develop complex products. It's not a product management framework. But, you know, there's nothing that would prevent you from complementing your product backlog with a product roadmap. And in fact, as I've suggested before, I find that a very good practice. If you want to learn more about how you can do this in detail and learn more about goal-oriented product roadmaps and the GO product roadmap templates that I use and that I've developed, then please check out my book, Strategize, and head to my website. You can download the template from my website. Now that we've identified one or more product goals, we can take the next step and put the product goal to be worked on into the product backlog. And the beauty of using a product goal in the backlog is that it focuses the product backlog. Many product backlogs I've seen over the years suffered from the issue that they were simply too big and too detailed. In some extreme cases, thousands of items. And typically, those backlogs came into existence because a group of people or several individuals brainstormed ideas and added them to the product backlog. And, you know, your product backlog then grows. All these ideas, all the items on the backlog, they look good. They sound good, right? And then the question is, what should we do first? How do we order this product backlog? How do we prioritize it? And that question can be then very difficult to answer. And so a great solution is to scope and focus your product backlog and only add items to the backlog that help you meet your product goal. So I would suggest that you try and clean out your product backlog and put the product goal, the next product goal, in the backlog, and then ask yourself, okay, what else do I need? What do I need now to achieve this goal? And if you work with the GO product roadmap template, as I like to, then you'd have your goal on there anyway, but also some high-level coarse-grained features in the sense of product capabilities, and you can copy them into your backlog. And I make sure that any features on the product roadmap are there to help meet the appropriate goal. And then you can ask yourself what other capabilities, what other big features are required, and start breaking some of those features into epics. And then you can prioritize your product backlog and take your high priority items and refine them further and turn them into smaller, detailed, testable user stories. So again, I'm a big advocate of product goals. I think they're great. I think they're really helpful, again, to focus and scope the product backlog, avoid that your product backlog grows too big, too quickly, it becomes very difficult to manage. They're great to focus the development team or teams and the stakeholders. And if you put your product goals on the product roadmap, then there's also a really neat, nice connection between the product roadmap and the product backlog. So if you haven't used product goals, I'd really encourage you to give them a go, try them out, and see how they work for you. I hope you found my thoughts on product goals helpful. If you'd like to learn more, then consider attending one of my training courses. So I teach goal setting techniques as part of my leadership workshop. I teach product roadmapping practices as part of my product strategy and product roadmap workshop. And I talk more about Scrum and the product backlog and product goals in Scrum in my product owner training course. And if you'd like to read up more on some of the ideas that I've shared, please check out my book, How to Lead in Product Management, and my book, Strategize. Thank you for listening.